T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
That is good.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
What's
show.
That called? Cigarettes and Valentines?
Cigarettes and Valentines.
That's weird. I didn't know he smoked. He must have at some point in his life, or he wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe.
You wouldn't write about cigarettes
unless
you were...
You might think, you know, that's cool, I guess. I don't know.
Does he actually mean cigarettes, or does he mean something else?
Oh.
You mean wiener?
Sure.
Well, he's just trying to set a scene. It's a smoky scene on a Valentine's Day or something.
Huh.
Oh, no.
Wiener and Valentine's.
Yeah, baby.
TikTok, what's happening at your house?
That's weird. Nothing. I went to the doctor yesterday. I didn't get home till 3 p.m.
What's going on?
I had a long time appointment with the doc for my shoulder.
Did you get a shot?
No, but it was good. It was a good appointment, and he likes where I'm at. And he was saying the results I've gotten from the cortisone are amazing. Mm. And that he has people who try to come back within 3 or 4 months. And I've gotten years out of each shot. So
he's going to give you another one?
Not right now.
Oh.
But my point in going was, look, I got my season for surfing is coming up. I want to enjoy every second of it. So if we've got to do something, he's like, we don't need to do it. Because we did a bunch of tests. The strength's okay. We found the weak spots. That's one of them.
Oh.
right. But
when you put your arm like that?
Just
straight out to the side?
No dying on the cross for you,
there's just a little bit of angle. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't do it.
The point is...
It hurts when I do that.
Yeah, it hurts when I do this. Oh, yeah. God, this hurts so bad.
Point is that we did some tests. He's like, look, let's just roll right now into the season as you are. And if you need a shot at some point, we'll do that. And we'll reevaluate. Right. Exactly. And we'll reevaluate after. So it was good, but it was a long day.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I had to burn up time. And I'm here in the city. This is sad. It just sucks.
You got robbed.
This is the way I feel. It's not a put on. It's just how I felt. I was going to stay
your
here.
Experience.
I'm driving. Like, I'm thinking, oh, I know. And I just went, I don't want to. I'm leaving the city.
Yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yep. I bust the windows
out your car. I got stuff in my car.
Yeah.
I just do. So what am I supposed to do? Leave
it
here?
With you?
Carry it with me? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my little bag. My slappy stuff bag.
Put it. Thank you. Slappystuff.com, everybody.
So
we're closing the shop up today at 5.
Oh, for vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
My sister-in-law and brother are leaving. They're going on their own vacation.
Mm-hmm. Where are they going?
Tomorrow.
Without you?
Yeah. They're going to St. Louis, see some of their old friends, and then they're going to go to Massachusetts where their daughter lives.
Do they miss St. Louis?
I'm sure they do. They love it here. I mean, I think they had a huge circle of friends.
Right.
And it's just hard at their age.
The California dream isn't for everybody.
No.
Also. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can very quickly go, this place is too crowded. It's too much money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get ahead here.
It's very expensive here.
So
it's one of the running jokes. Like, they gave my son Sean a $75 gift card for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, hon, you know, maybe you can go out to dinner with some friends with that or something, you know, something fun. You can spend that on whatever you want. And John goes, my brother, says, you could get like one pizza. I'll throw in the tip. I'm like, that is not untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. But it was just, you know, it's kind of a running theme. But it is, you know, the thing is, when you've lived elsewhere in the country, you come here and you go, wow, it's like expensive from food, housing to
everything. Fuel, most expensive in the
country. Everything. But that's the price you pay to live here.
So then what did you do to burn time? Did you go to Stanford, the shopping center?
Shopping.
I did go to Stanford so I could eat at that place.
Oh, what was the place again?
True Food.
Oh, that's right. You love that place. So you got that curry again?
I got the curry again. I got to try something else now, but I went there and
not when you know you love something.
I know.
There's no need. No need.
And that's the thing. That's how I am. It's a bad thing, I think, that I go to certain restaurants for certain things and I don't want anything else. That's what I want.
Yep.
But then I'm not experimenting with other things, but then I'm like, oh, but I really want that one.
If you
go
with somebody, then you can just try something off their plate. But I'm with you.
If I like something
at a place, I just want that something. Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time I went there, though, I actually looked at the menu, and when I picked that, it turned out great. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could look at the menu again, and I'll find something else
Why?
I like.
You love that.
But I went.
You've been going back to that restaurant for that dish.
I've been back 4 times.
Yeah. Did the server or waiter recommend that to you?
No.
Maybe next time you should say, I really love this, but I would like to
branch out.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions?
First of all, the place is health conscious, and I've always loved that kind of restaurant. You
clean
can't go
eating.
Wrong. Yeah.
Right.
Clean eat. You leave and you're not all.
Oh, God, I'm so full.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love the House of Prime Rib, but that is a brick.
That is that's a pot belly. As you are. That's a food baby.
You know what I mean?
Waiting to be born.
You just leave there and you're... Well,
I know, you're just weighted down.
I'm going to hit a chair
meat
and not
and
move
potatoes.
Till bed.
That salad, though, oh, my God.
It's all good. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying I can't do that daily at all.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's a special occasion thing.
So anyway, I like that clean burning food that feels good and you leave light. You go in light and you leave light.
Yeah.
And not hungry.
Yeah.
So I went there. Yeah, I did that and then just killed. And then I found myself waiting in the parking lot.
Mm. On your iPad or phone.
A shady parking spot and waited there.
That's nice too. I doze in parking lots sometimes. If I have some, you know, you got a half hour to kill.
Yes,
set an alarm. Just close your eyes.
I would like to, but I don't feel safe enough to do that.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to be in my car for someone to approach me.
Yeah, that's legit.
I suppose, yeah.
I'm dumb boy. I just sit there. I don't.
Well, you're.
I'm a dumb boy.
Well, you're kind of tough looking too.
I don't know about that, but
tattoos and stuff.
Yeah, you got a mean look on your face all the time. You know, I always say that about Vinny.
Do you?
A dur.
Yeah, I'm more of a derlick than a dumb boy.
Oh, stop it!
This lady next to me. This the place I went. To the doctor, it's, you know, for people who have sports injuries and also for old people. Mostly old
people. You're a
people.
Little of both.
People with osteoporosis.
The doc's like, I'm the doc to the 49ers and the doc to the Giants and the doc to the Sharks. You walk in and you go, and the doc to all the blue hairs in the Bay Area is really what should be written there. But okay.
Well, they used to be Sharks in 49.
Yeah, they all used to be somebody.
One
you know.
Time.
Being old is new to them.
Well.
This guy's been my doctor for years. I'm never leaving him.
Gertie, the lady I was sitting next
Gertie,
to.
Gertie, really? Gertie?
Old school name, Gertrude.
Oh, I love it.
She's like, her phone rings. First of all. Every person there's phone rang and fully rang. Not buzzed, but like full.
Could they hear
it? They need to hear it. You know, and they've got it cranked up. Hello? Hello?
And the first iPhone that goes off is the original ring it comes with. You know,
old timey ring. That's what mine's set to. Except for the few that I have assigned, so I know who's calling me.
What is that ring? The one. Do you
know
the one?
Is it just called old time phone?
No, no, no. It's not a... It's
oh,
not
like a did-a-do-do, did-a-do-do, did-a-do-do-do.
This.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I
that's
heard
so
that
funny.
Forever.
Me either.
This is the ring that comes on your iPhone if you don't touch it.
Oh.
You never heard that?
I've heard it for sure,
right.
But I don't know.
Not in a while.
I think I set preferences on 10 phones ago, and it just transfers them or something.
So this dude's phone goes off, and that starts playing, and I'm thinking to myself, give me your damn phone, and let me just show you how to at least...
They won't know it's their phone. They'll have no idea what it is. That's the phone sound, Vinny. say, what? What's happening? It's like there's a kind of alarm going off.
Original ring from your landline phone.
Jesus, dude. So then the lady next to me, Gertie, she's like, her phone rings. She picks it. Hello? I can't talk now. I'm in the doctor's office. I'm like, good job, Gertie. I'm right next to her. And we're separated by a little trash can. Uh-huh. And there's like a foot between us. And I'm thinking, all right, that was very well played, Gertie.
I can't talk.
That is good public phone use. It rings again, and she breaks into a full-blown conversation. So clearly that was
someone
the person
she didn't
that
want to
had
talk
called.
To.
So we went on vacation to this place. It was so hot. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her I told you that. Anyway, we go to this crafts place. You know, I used to be. She breaks into this story about how the art she used to do about. Oh, God. And then she goes, and it was so hot. She said it 100 times. Like,
but don't tell her.
Two
I said
sentences,
this.
And then it was so. Oh, hot.
Must have been really
he
hot.
Must have been cackling.
Just sitting there going, oh my God, why didn't you stick with the I'm in the doctor's office and I can't talk? Mm-hmm. When they finally came out, Vince, I'm like,
see you around, Gertie. Bye, Gertie.
Get out of here.
Did you talk to her at all, or you just got that her name was Gertie?
No, she was having a full-blown conversation right next to me, and I could hear the other person talking.
Was it like an old friend of hers?
It must have been. Mm. But I'd heard the whole, you know, old people's ears.
Yeah. Gotta have that volume cranked up.
Jesus Christ, lady. Well, you're killing me.
All the other old people were like, what? I'm sorry, is someone on the phone?
This other man across from me. Sorry, I'm blowing up.
Do
this,
it. Just
this
blow
play
it up. The waiting room at
he
your doctor's
sits down.
Office.
See, so brings in his, him and his wife come in. She was the one they were that was
are they
there.
They elderly?
They're old.
Okay.
And he pops open his laptop. Full laptop in the, and I'm like, wow, he must have some work to do, you know?
Oh no, they start watching YouTube videos.
No, he's not.
Solitaire.
He's shoe shopping.
Oh.
Well, that's
it was
what
Prime
do.
Day.
Well, it must have been something because I swear the way he opens this and he's locked into it and he's typing and moving around and I'm like, wow, he's still a working guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, look at him go. Full laptop. No, who goes full laptop?
Do you think I can fit my orthopedics in this shoe?
No. They took me out of the room once for x-rays, and as I'm walking back in, I look at his screen, and he's shoe shopping on, like, you know, the little square with the picture of his shoe?
Yeah. Just Zappos.com.
Whatever it was, I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
He's making use of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going
to
sit there
and stare
at you.
He needs to get some shoes, Vin.
Does he, though?
Well, you know, apparently so. Maybe he's a shoe whore.
Can't do it from his phone. He can't see it.
Oh, that's
exactly.
True. That's
a big
true.
Screen there.
I'm just going to grab the laptop. Uh-huh. Need to watch the videos on these shoes.
I mean, I admit, who among us, I have for sure, who among us hasn't sat there shopping for crap you don't need going, uh-huh. I don't know
how
why
did
I'm
I even
doing
get
this.
Here? How did I get here? Why am I thinking I'm going to buy this?
Like, I need another pair of Vans.
I just was saying the other day I was never going to buy anything off Instagram again, and I just bought something yesterday.
Oh, what'd you buy?
Oh, it's this really cool incense burner.
Is it cool?
Thing. Yeah, I think
incense
so.
Incense burner.
Yeah, it's like a gravity.
You don't even like incense.
I know.
That's the story from the first day we worked together.
I don't like incense.
She walks in and goes, oh, God, what does that smell? Turn that. I'm like, it's incense. It smells like cigarettes in here. This place stinks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that place did stink.
It did stink.
But
I know.
It stunk
that's
worse
what I'm telling
when you were
you.
Burning incense. My son burns incense all the time, so I got it for him because I think he'll like it.
Oh.
It's one of the, I can't even explain
right?
it. Yeah, right. Because he's doing whatever he's doing in his room. I don't know, farting. Let's go with that.
How about living? He lives in there.
He does live in there.
Right.
So it's this like, it's shaped sort of like a mango. Like that mm-hmm. shape, like if it could sit on its end, and then there's the front of it's open, and the supposedly the some kind of suction thing happens where the smoke goes downward and pours back and forth. It just looks neat.
I'm like, and the ashes?
Well, they sit on the top, mm-hmm. so the thing burns from the top. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, just if I remember to give it to him at Christmas time, he'll have that.
Oh, good.
You know, I do try to shop all year because I hate shopping at the end. You know. First of all, it just means hours online, not leaving the house or anything. But you know, it's hard to find stuff for your kids when they're that age. Like, you know, what do you get them?
They have everything.
They have everything they need. Mm-hmm. You know, so anything that you get them, like they're not, you can't really get them toys anymore. They're not little kids.
I'm sure for him, lube is a strong buy.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to let him buy his own lube with his $75 gift card from Visa, you know. I really feel like mom should be a part of that transaction.
Okay, good point. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a long-time knocker.
There's a certain age when you're...
Let's just say it's from dad.
Yeah, dad wanted you to have some lube, hon.
This is his favorite brand.
Here's some lube and four boxes of Kleenex. Go have a party. It's a Christmas party. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, right.
What do you mean, sorry? You know that's it. He's his best lover at this point in his life.
I'm sure he is.
He knows what he wants.
He does, don't we all?
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Bryn was saying when he came, hump day. Bryn was saying when I walked in this morning, I was like, oh, did you have a nice day yesterday? He goes, you know what? I had a great day yesterday, and it started with a great morning show.
Oh,
I was like,
yes,
you know what?
Sweet.
It's so true. Like when this show was super fun yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're lucky. We're lucky people.
It's always fun.
I know. What are you looking at?
I'm just checking you guys out. I'm taking you in.
Yeah. Hey.
Take us in, baby. Here we are.
All right.
We're all yours for the next 4 hours, Vin.
That's right, Vinny. Okay. Do with us
whatever you want.
All right. Well, we're all taking our shirts off right now.
Oh.
Who's in?
You take yours off first.
Yeah, you take yours off first.
Oh, you.
Go ahead.
I'm
take
not
it
falling
out
for that trick.
What trick?
Oh, by the way.
You won't know it's a trick until you actually try
I know it's a trick because I know you. Long time.
Love me long time.
We did a great secret show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Good long
that
one.
That was a fun one. Was it long?
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I think we meandered for like the first 20 minutes and it got cut out.
No?
No, we cut a little bit off the front because I think we were talking business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then most of it was on there. But
those fainting goats, man.
Oh, that was killer.
The fainting goats. I thought about them all day yesterday. Like,
so
of all
funny
the things, because basically we did this. There was a review of a sex toy. Yes, it is a filthy show that you should not listen to. But the woman had said, I don't know what happened because I blacked out. My legs went straight out like those goats that... So it turns out there's these fainting goats. I'm like, what is this? And they're just... It just... The more you see of them, the funnier it is. Like, that is one of the worst mechanisms in an animal that I've ever seen.
Play dead.
When you are being chased, when you're afraid of something, to be paralyzed and fall over with your legs stuck straight out and not be able to really recover. Like, that's it. You're dead.
Right.
The lion gets you.
If you wake, you wake with your neck getting
right
chewed out. And then you're
maybe
dead.
That's it. It's their way of not ever waking. Like, that thing's going to get you anyway. Give up.
Just get
lay
me
on the ground. It's just the funny. Oh, my God.
Right.
The lion just got him.
Oh.
Anyway, we sat, I think for 5 minutes we watched that video. It was 5 minutes of us laughing. See, you don't need to listen to that. It's a terrible, filthy show. Anyway, Michael Martin texted me yesterday. He's like, thanks. He goes, thanks for, you know, kicking it back into high gear with the secret show.
Oh, good.
By high gear, once a week, I think is what he means. And I'm like, you know what? You're welcome. Don't listen to it. It's filthy. And he's like, oh. Well, what did you guys talk about? I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Do you think you did?
No, actually,
he doesn't have time for that.
Him and Jane are both in
Nashville?
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What was that picture he posted up on Instagram with like some drag queen's face? It looked like
oh,
someone
I
from...
didn't see it.
Okay,
oh.
So what that
yeah,
is
that?
Everyone right now, so old people of, and we probably should do it ourselves. Mm. Everyone found this app that turns you into an old person.
Yes, right. I've seen that.
So every radio show, mm-hmm, every person on radio, every friend you've got is posting
themselves. Because it does a good job.
With their old photo.
Right.
So his little joke was, hey, this thing didn't work, and it's a drag queen.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
So he's saying, hey, I didn't turn old, I turned...
Into an old drag queen.
Right.
Well, that's funny. He's so clever.
It was funny. I laughed at it.
Sure.
I liked it.
I just didn't understand what it was.
It was perfect for that, and then I kept flipping along.
Yeah. As you do.
I didn't go like, oh, I need to write a sentence or two about this.
Oh, you didn't comment?
No.
Oh. think he likes when you comment. Maybe you should go back.
I comment on stuff. He does. He's a good dad. He does a lot of stuff with
he
his
does.
Kids.
I know.
And sometimes
it's fun.
I'm like, those kids are gonna be ruined.
They're having experiences.
They are living their best life, boy.
No doubt.
I mean, they are gonna. They're never leaving.
Oh, well.
They're not moving out. Are you kidding? They're going to be like, my dad's Michael Martin. I'm going to keep going to concerts and be in the front row.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
going to
keep being backstage.
Well, maybe he'll move them into like a little apartment somewhere away from his house. It does. Listen, I'm spoiled by, we get some perks in radio.
Sure.
And it's funny because I just take them for granted. Like, I'm not even going to go to a concert if I can't go backstage. What a bitch. It's amazing how quickly that becomes, like other people are like, oh my God, what you did? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh yeah, I guess that is pretty cool.
I don't, you know what though?
Oops.
Compared to his kids or even a normal person, 95% of the things I have access to, I go, I'll be too tired.
Yep. Oh my God, yes.
I can't go out that night.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
it.
It's the hours that end up making me not take advantage of a lot of the stuff.
Absolutely.
And there's even people who... That guy takes advantage of everything this show has to offer and more.
I think the perfect shift to do to take advantage of the benefits you get in radio is like 1 to 3.
Yeah.
P.M.
Right.
That'd be pretty. You sleep till noon. You get in. You do 2 hours.
Well,
you beat rush hour home. You get ready and you go out to your killer thing. You have to do that
P.M.
night.
Drive. Jane's got it licked. P.M. drive is where you come in late.
Yeah.
You do your show.
And then you're ready to go.
And you're in town. For whatever event's happening.
Right.
You're here.
Right.
You just go, I'm going
done
straight
at 7,
from,
an hour or so of work afterwards.
Go have a drink and...
Sure.
Let's
sleep
rock.
Sleep till 2 tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Not a lot of dinners with the family when you're doing 3 to 7. But,
no.
But,
You
work around
you
that.
Have, well, I was going to say breakfast, but maybe not.
Maybe not. I'm pretty much sleeping at breakfast time.
Breakfast?
What's that?
I'm the queen of the damned. I don't eat breakfast.
I only eat black eggs. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.